Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, ladies, we're all here because we are ready to go over some of the unreal ways to unlock and turn your next virtual run into the most epic, adrenaline-filled, euphoric, motivating, and exciting event that you can't wait to do. And I know, you're not running with a crowd, there is no finish line, and potentially there's no one running in the same direction as you, so what's the heck? But we are going to do this, and I'm going to show you the golden ticket to hyping up your next virtual race. Let's go! Welcome everyone to Run Girl Radio. I'm Holly Dickinson, founder of Excel Strength and Conditioning, where we coach and empower female runners just like you across the world, making you faster, more knowledgeable, and set for a lifetime of injury-free running. Each week, I will be bringing you impactful information, creative solutions, and juicy running tips to get you one stride closer to your highest running self. Knowing that when curious and strong women are equipped with on-topic information and innovative solutions, there is no stopping us. Consider me your personal running coach in your back pocket. So join me and get ready to bust down some barriers, laugh at some running real talk, and get excited and energized as we have some fun finding our way together through this wonderful world of running. So it has been the epicenter of making everything virtual, and even down to races. Now, you guys have probably knocked off a few races already virtually, and you probably have a little bit of experience under your belt. But today, we're going to go over how you can call on your people in your community to level you up and bring you up and strengthen your runs and your race day, and how you can help yourself. So we're going to go through a bunch of things, and then there's a little download that I have for you guys that's in the show notes below so that you can opt in and get these tips and tricks in a condensed form so you can use them over and over and share them with the people around you that you love. Are you ready? Let's do this. So how do we call on the people and our community that we have around us? How do we get our friends and our people involved in this? Well, we can get friends to text or DM us in the morning of the race. So that's our first one. Now, you probably have people that you really know can hype you up in the right way. I definitely can think of like 7 or 8 people right off the bat that I'm like, yes, those would be the people I want to hear from the morning of my race. I'm going to reach out to them and I'm going to ask them to just do this one favor for me. And they're going to freaking love it. They are going to love it. Whether it's a voice note, a DM, a video, they're going to send that to you and it's going to be in your inbox ready for you during that race day. Now we can also have someone at the actual start line that you choose, because we're probably choosing our route, but find that person and say, listen, I want you to kickstart my race. Would you be free this date, this time? Or can we figure out a time and a date that you would be free to do this for me? Wicked, because that's going to make all the difference for my race. They're going to help you count down and rock off that first K of your run. The next one is actually let people know what the route is that you plan to run so that they can be out there, they can be on the sidelines, and they can be there to cheer you through it. So maybe you don't have a route yet. I'll go over some of this in the how to help yourself in the next section. The next one is let people know your run route specifically, where exactly you're going, and if you can, pinpoint, so maybe drop some pins on certain spots where you know people can drive and they can park their car and they can get out and cheer in certain areas. Or if there's maybe a little lay-by or a bench they can sit on. Highlight those spots and that can actually invite people into being a bigger part of your race day. The next one is probably my favorite, so listen up. I'm calling it playlist poppers because why the heck not? But in a Facebook message or in a WhatsApp group, invite people to send you a 30-second or less message, voice message clip that will pump you up mid-race. Now, what you can do is when they all send those, you can download these voice notes and put them into your running playlist. So every few songs that goes by, ooh, another little popper of 10 seconds of your friend going, girl, I love you. I know you got this. She's cheering you up. So again, select those people that you know will give you an awesome little pick-me-up for that race, and they will come through and they will provide this for you. I have a little YouTube link down in the show notes. If you don't know how to download a voice note from Messenger or from WhatsApp, you can learn how to do that there. So the next tip is a good one. It's let your community know your goal for the race that you're going to run, so that you feel motivation to run a really great time, even in the absence of physical competitors. Actually stating what you hope to run that 5K, that 10K, that half marathon in publicly or among your peers, whew, that lights a fire under my butt already. So that is a huge one to zip back and throw onto Facebook, throw onto Instagram. It doesn't have to be a post. It can just be a story of you saying, this is really hard saying out loud because this is a goal and I think I'm going to get it. But if I don't, it's okay. You guys will all know what I was aiming for. Okay, this next one is going to be awesome, especially if you have people on the course that you're running on ready to cheer you on at different check-in points, is a live broadcast GPS tracking. Now, Runkeeper has one, and also Running Guru, and they're both apps, so that you can share with your trusted people. This isn't for all of your followers and all of your friends to track you, unless you feel comfortable with that. But having those people that you know are watching you is also a huge motivational factor for your race. So check those two apps out, Runkeeper and Running Guru, and those can potentially be great ways that people can track your race and that you know people are watching. In a non-so-creepy way, more so in a motivational, gotta get to that checkpoint, can't stop, gotta keep going, keep my pace up kind of way. And the last one is the best one. Actually, there's no best, these are all great. But have a race after party. And no, I'm not saying go and have a party because it's COVID and we're all still quarantined in many a way, but you know how there's always an elevated feeling after you finish. That, like, literal runner's high, that relief, the satisfaction, the rush of emotion after a race that you feel. Oh, and there's just a crowd. There's always a crowd around the finish line. So you have those people literally cheering with you to, like, woo, get it out of the system and enjoy, right? Enjoy that successful moment. But could someone be at the finish line to cheer and enjoy a little snack, some water, distance again, we're outside, and stretch with you at the end of your race as you cool down after your run, as you're enjoying this high? Or could you go live on Facebook story or Instagram and share the thrill and have people pop on and you'll see comments and everyone going, I knew you could do it. And oh my gosh, you made your goal that you had stated the other day. Having your friends love on you at that time and having them all there is going to feel amazing. So that's something that you can have in your back pocket for a little race after party. Now we're going to move on to how you can help yourself. And I know, sounds really silly, but there are a lot of things that you can do to plan and make this and cater this to be the best race you could possibly run. This is literally one of the only times we will ever get to potentially pick our course and make it amazing. So does this mean for you like a scenic route? Or maybe that you pick an oceanside spot or farmland? Or maybe you drive further out of town and find a rural spot that you've never run at before. Sometimes that's the thrill of racing, is actually running a place that we've never run before, going into untrodden grounds, right? So figure out maybe what you would like and what will entice you for this certain race. Another one is pick out a route without traffic lights, crowded sidewalks, and lots of car exhaust if possible. Now, normally when we run organized races, they've closed off roads, they've boulevarded spots, and we're running down the middle of the road. There's nothing around us. There are no stops and starts unless we choose to stop and start. So this means a little bit more attention is paid towards, okay, how many roads are there that I need to cross there? Okay, how busy is it? Will this be going through the middle of town? Maybe that's not such a good idea. So picking and catering our routes, specifically with those things in mind, is going to have you running a not so frustrated race when we are potentially not thinking about those things that the organizers really help us out with. Flexible dates and times of day, you guys. So actually, when are you your strongest runner? Maybe it's in the morning, or maybe you get your best runs in the afternoon. Races usually take place at a specific time. If you're in a specific level category, usually there is a specific start time that you have to do a race. But In this case, you get to choose when you are in your zone of genius, when you have actually fueled your body and you feel best in the day. Some of us, we don't like to get up super early in the morning to fuel ourselves, to get ready for that early race start. Maybe we like it later in the day. Or is the heat of day not your best choice? Maybe it's in the evening after you've moved all day. So we get to pick our potential. Woo! This is going to be wicked, guys. Honestly, having all of this choice when we get to do virtual runs is astonishing. Another great thing is flexible dates. If you don't feel hot that day that you plan to run, push it. We have a nice bracket. I'm running the TC 10K and we have from the 16th to the 25th to run either our 5 or 10K, whatever specific race distance we are going to do. And that is awesome. So I'm planning on running it, or planning on having the plan to run it early. But if that's not a good day for me, if something in my body is like, whoa, you are not ready right now. There are nerves and there are all sorts of things going on, or you got some serious bloating from something, we're gonna not do it that day. We're gonna push it. Same thing, if it's on a weekend and you actually don't love to run on the weekend, make it a weekday. You get to choose. Pick a terrain that you love to run on that is nicer for your body or that you perform better on. Again, whatever your goal is for this race. If you enjoy trail running, maybe out of the hot, direct hot sun or with softer ground, do it on a trail. This is a great opportunity to. If your body loves to run on flat surfaces without inclines or declines or crazy hills, find the flattest place for you to run and take advantage of this zero elevation route. Oh, it could be one of your best times ever. If you have a date range, like I do with mine for the TC 10K, pick a day that has good weather for you. Oh, on the West Coast, it can be torrential downpour and sometimes the weather isn't accurate, but you could have a gem of a day followed by a few, wow, it's just gotten really cold again, but maybe you like running in the rain or in the cold. You get to choose which day and which weather pattern you would love to run in. How awesome. Write yourself down a race love note. I know, sounds funny, sounds corny, but trust me. On that sticky note or that piece of paper, what will you be happy with time-wise from that race? And what will you enjoy experience-wise from this race? Maybe the scenic route you've chosen. Or what are you looking forward to? And what will you appreciate the most and consider a success from this race? These are all great things to write down on this note. And you can check back on this note after you've done the race, even if you haven't got the time that you wished you had. You can check off and say, you know what, that was an awesome run. I have never run that route before. Or it was better than I expected running the coastal scene route. You get to step into that success. The next one to help yourself is usually the organization will give you a entry running t-shirt that has, I'm running the 10K. And it's great design. It's got all sorts of fun stuff. Wear the t-shirt. That is your next step. Wear the t-shirt or make a t-shirt yourself that says, cheer me on, I'm racing. It's time to be noticed, especially when it's just us on the trail. We need to have all the encouragement we can possibly get. Maybe people will be biking by and there'll be TC10K written on our back. Again, I don't know the designs of the shirts that you'll have in your race, but having that certain cheer me on, I'm racing note written on the front or the back of your shirt is going to get, surely, if you're running on a path or on a trail with other people around passing by, you're going to get a few woos or a few arms thrown up in the air. If you like snacks, then you're going to love my last little help yourself note. Get yourself an awesome treat or a snack because there is no tent at the finish line for this race, but you can make your destination end at an ice cream parlor or your favorite cafe or some place that has gelato. Yes, I'm talking about ice cream more because who doesn't want that after a run? Have a refreshing beverage maybe even at the end, maybe even in your car. If you're just going to end back to where you know you're going to have started, have something in the car, an iced water, iced coffee, I don't care. Whatever it is, have something that you're like, woo, I get to drink on this, or I get to, you know, eat a celebratory donut. You do you, girl, and have all the celebratory snacks locked and loaded, okay? Now, one thing I'm asking from you, leave me one message. So click the link below in the show notes and tap the little message button with a plus sign in it. Leave me a voice memo of a running question that you want answered. That's right, I'm answering your question. I know you've got one in there. I know you're thinking up one. I want to feature you and answer your questions so there is no more confusion, so that we have some tangible tools and resources to get going on these things that are holding us back. There's no more time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. So let's move through it and let's succeed together, guys. Now, if you want a summary of all those things we just went through, because that was a lot of checklisting and a lot of potential boost to your race, your virtual running race, click the link in the bio below to get your free copy of the Virtual Race Toolkit in a PDF form to prep for your next race or to send to a friend that you know needs this checklist and can be benefited. Maybe you're that friend that's going to be on the sideline. You're like, ooh, this is good. I need to be there. She needs that GPS tracking in her phone so that I can see where my girl is running. Send this off to that BFF that you have that's a runner, and let's push through all of this together. So a little sneak peek on next week, feet first, literally. We are going to go over how to care for your feet as a runner and the 6 top things you need to consider in your routine. So let me know your biggest takeaway from today's episode. I would love to hear from you on Instagram at Excel Strength Conditioning or on Facebook, Excel Strength and Conditioning. And I can't wait to hear from you guys. Have a great rest of your week. Talk to you soon.